anti-war activists today protested the presence of the Blue Angels in San Francisco. Nadja Williams is with the San Francisco chapter of Veterans for Peace.
This is actually the fourth time in 5 years that we have tabled without a permit at Pier 41 right on the Embarcadero during Fleet Week. In the past, past 10 years or more, Veterans for Peace goes along the Embarcadero with literature and hands them out. But we've been setting up a table since 2011, and 2013 we had no table because Fleet Week was canceled because of budget cuts, but they've come back with in force the last 2 years with the blue, quote, angels, unquote, screaming overhead.
Williams and other activists would like to see Fleet Week and the Blue Angel show abolished. She calls it one big advertisement for the U.S. military. Code Pink activists also staged a Fleet Week protest. Toby Blomé is with the Bay Area chapter of the group.
There were a small group of us that felt the need, especially considering the recent very terrible tragedy in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where the Doctors Without Borders hospital was attacked for an extended time, and now it's come to find out there's probably 36 medical people that have been killed and at least 10 civilians, I think even more than that, that we wanted to bring a message to Fleet Week with the, you know, war machinery jets flying in the air with their noisy sounds and doing their displays. We wanted to bring the message to the people watching Fleet Week what these war machines really are about, that they're not glamorous. And so what we did is we had some banners and signs. The banner said, we want peace, not global police. We had multiple messages such as, real angels don't drop bombs.
Blomé says the activists dressed as medical personnel and patients, complete with band-aids on their heads and arms and wheelchairs, walkers, and crutches, in an effort to show the destructive effects of the U.S. war machine.